Tributes have been pouring in for E. Henry Twiggs, a legendary civil rights figure and public servant from Springfield, Massachusetts. He died Thursday at the age of 80. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal said Twiggs was a man of, quote, dignity, compassion, and conviction. Twiggs marched on several occasions in the 1960s with Martin Luther King Jr. For decades, Twiggs was active in Democratic Party politics, serving on the Massachusetts Democratic State Committee, and was a former chairman of the Springfield City Democratic Committee. Since 2009, he represented Ward 4 on the Springfield City Council. With his health failing, Twiggs announced last April that he would not seek another term on the council. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Twiggs at the time. Springfield City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who considered Twiggs a mentor, said he was a true public servant who worked to uplift the Springfield community.
It's time for me to allow younger people to do this. And I had a strong feeling for young people to get involved in politics. And the more I can encourage that, the more hopefully young people will become involved. You know, young people don't vote as a rule. But the more young ones we get in, the better it's going to be for this council and for our city.
Now, you're one of the original ward councilors. You were one of the first ones. So talk about the significance of that. How did that body change when we went to ward representation, when the city of Springfield went to ward representation back a decade ago?
Well, I fought for almost 10 years to get ward representation. And, of course, when we got it, I wasn't going to run, but the people who were running from my district, I just had some problems with them. So I decided to run. Nobody could beat me. Nobody beat me.
What are some of the things when you kind of look back on the 10 years you spent here on the council? What are some of the things that stand out the most for you?
Well, one of the key things is residency, and the residency are really key for me. You know, there are too many people living outside this city, and of course, what we voted on here tonight for. Police community relations have come a long way.
That's an issue that I remember you held hearings all across the city on that issue. And that, so, I mean, this isn't anything new for this council to debate.
No. And, I mean, that was really key. And, you know, we've created a lot of jobs over the last 3 to 4 years. And that's also beautiful for our city.
We got the casino. You were here for that, obviously.
Yeah.
You're going to miss public service? You're going to miss...
Oh, absolutely. Well, you miss your friends. You know, that's what you miss. You know, they'll continue to bounce things off of you.
You know, all your colleagues... They've shown a lot of respect for you. Come over here tonight and talk to you. You know, since you made the announcement that you're not going to run, they've all come over and with their well wishes. That must mean quite a lot.
It means a lot. I mean, I'm almost tickle pink. But I mean, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to pull them.